Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 10th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
In the heavenly planet, this language is heavenly planet, the Sanskrit language is used. Therefore it is called Devanagari. Nagar means town and Deva means demigod. This language is spoken in the heavenly planet, Devanagar. But these Lascars, they think there is no living entity in any other planet.
And now the scientists
except
have...
Except this.
No, the scientists have started saying
what
that...
What kind of scientists?
Oh, the modern...
They change their opinion.
They are learning science.
Say Lascars.
They are learning science.
No, no, see, learning means Lascars.
Then we are all Lascars.
No, we are learning not from Lascars. We are learning from the perfect. We may be that scared, but that learning is not that scared.
No, we, I said, not learning.
It's a change. Now the scientists are thinking. That means they are rascals.
No, but as a matter of fact, Janssen did speak some years back that there should be life in, on other planets than Earth.
Oh, many scientists, sir. One doctor, Saha. In Allahabad. He said there are like, there is no question of this belief.
There's an article that Hari Grievous sent. The title of the article was New Discovery Creates Turmoil Among Scientists. Some scientists have now discovered some new subatomic particles.
Yes.
This has completely created turmoil amongst the science, because all of their theories now are all...
The elementary particles, smaller than the element, present elementary particles.
Yeah. And they found a lot of them. So now they don't know what to think.
You see, they are trying to search it out by different methods. The Aryans tried to search it out by different methods, by yoga vidya.
Veda Pramana, Suti Pramana, that is Pramana. And nonsense speculative, that is not Pramana, that is speculative.
They make some theory. And they become very complacent that, now this is
now
it.
Now we are advanced.
Yes.
And next year, really again, advanced. Next year, again, advanced.
Then the real scientists don't think that. Huh? You must not believe that. Real scientists said this may be like
but
this.
Who? How
this
to
is our opinion.
Real
they are real. Learning. After all, they are learning. They are not reached. They are not yuktas. They are in the process of getting it.
So, why they say there is no God?
Who says there is no God? Scientists don't say so. Some of them may be saying. Jagdish Chandra Bose did say so. He was a great scientist. Did he say so? No. So, I mean, if the few scientists say there is no God, that doesn't mean all the scientists. We are practically all of our scientists. This architect, this Mr. Joshi, myself, we don't say there is no God. So, sir, don't say that.
Because we have become Vaishnav. That is it.
Not that even before that.
Unless one becomes
a real scientist, finds God working in every cell, every atom, every molecule.
Our point is, unless one has become Vishnu, he remains a fool.
That is your thing. Yes.
That is the statement of Krishna. Naman viskitina mura prabhadvante naradhava. To anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is a fool. That's right. This is the conclusion. We are fools, undoubtedly, but we take the words of Krishna. He is not fool. Matpara means what about Krishna says. Accept it. Just now. What is Matpara? And if I say I don't believe in Krishna, whether he was existing, that is not Matpara.
That is different.
That is different.
But Krishna says to so many things. Krishna says to every leaf, every atom, every molecule and every living cell, he says what he is.
So everyone,
that is what the scientists are thinking. I mean, the
scholars
hearing themselves now.
They think like that. Krishna is fictitious. This Bhagavad Gita was imagined as if Krishna speaking, not been hearing. And there was no war as Kurukshetra. This is the reason. There was no 5,000 years.
Suppose, sir, it may be like that as they say. But this is an acme of the knowledge. That's all.
Hmm.
Even though it may be fabricated, it is the
acme of the knowledge you are taking, but you don't believe
they are
the
good
source of knowledge.
They may.
You are so acme of the knowledge. You don't believe in the source of the knowledge. Now, where is knowledge? That is darkness. Tama and jyoti, two things are there. This material world is tama, darkness. Because here, actually, there is no Krishna consciousness. It is almost absent. And jyoti means there is Krishna consciousness. That we are discussing last night is Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha, the jivas, they are in the marginal position between Tama and Jyoti.
Tama is death and Jyoti is life.
Yes. So the jiva is between these two things. Therefore, there was tatastha, margin. Sometimes you may be in darkness, and sometimes you may be in jyoti. That is the position. So those who are accepting Krishna's word, they are in jyoti. And those who are interpreting Krishna in darkness, they are in darkness. Unless one has accepted Krishna as he is in darkness. Therefore Krishna describing it. Mura Naradhama. That man might have been in the jyoti, but he is losing the chance. Therefore, he is Mura Naradhama. He had the chance of understanding Krishna, but he is neglected, willful. Therefore, Mura Naradhama. Then so much learned maya for the jnana. That learning has no meaning. There is another darkness. A person, without being learned, is thinking I am learning. There is another darkness. There is another darkness.
Hey, Abhiman. Abhimanambalam.
Abhiman. Person without knowledge, when he professes to be very learned and intelligent, he is more in darkness.
But really, sir, very learned people are very doubtful about their learning, to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I had my professor who was a Nobel Prize winner in London, and he used to be very doubtful everything what he said. It may be or may not be, who knows? God only knows, he used to say. So, we cannot say that all learned people are in darkness.
God take the words of God.
That he must be taking, I mean, in his own way.
In his own way, he cannot take.
There are many ways by which to know God, isn't it?
You must take God's word as it is. That is Jyoti.
The same example can be just like the sunlight. Sunlight is light. You have to take it as it is. If you want to know what form the light is coming, what is there in the sun, that is beyond your jurisdiction. But light is there, take it. That's it.
The scientist will analyze the light and call it
scientist
the seven colors.
How can he go
seven
to the
colors
sun?
Of the light.
How can he go to the sun and study sun? Therefore, he's a rascal. You simply take light is there from the sun, that's all. You go there and not go there. The light is there, you take it. That's all. It finishes the business. This Jyoti is called also Brahma. Jyoti. So, when you want to understand where from this Jyoti or light is coming, Krishna is replying, Brahmana aham pratishtha. Best your knowledge is perfect. Why don't you take it? Krishna says, I am the source of this light.
Why? Everything.
Everything means this also.
It includes in everything,
particularly,
sir.
Particularly he says, Brahmana aham pratishtha. So, this is the easiest method to get knowledge.
Now, Brahmana pratishtha aham, Brahma bhuto, prasanna atma. How the atma becomes Brahma bhuta?
Take the words of Krishna, you become Brahma.
That means he becomes Brahma. He realizes himself to be Brahma.
No, Brahma he is.
Yeah,
but he realizes.
Rascal,
he is thinking, I am American, I am Indian.
He not realized.
That is
rascal. No. That's right.
He is Brahma by origin. He is Brahma. But rascal, due to his rascal, now he is thinking that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Indian, I am... That is rascal. Otherwise, he is Brahma. So when he gives up this wrong concept of our life and accepts that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma,
then he
is Brahma. That is Brahma. Otherwise, he is Jivabhut. Thank you. Jivabhutam Mahabhav Jayadam Dhajate Jagat. These living entities, Jiva Bhuta, they are conducting the whole universal affair. Jiva Bhuta Mahavaho Jayadam Dhajate. Without Ji, what is the value? These buildings are constructed because Jivas have taken the material from the matter like that. So everything is like that. Why these trees are there? The jivas have taken the shape of this tree and it looks beautiful. Jiva bhuta mahava, jayadam, everything is like that. So that is jiva. So that jiva in the material concept of life, the tree is thinking, I am tree, the dog is thinking, I am dog, I am thinking, I am Indian, you are thinking something else. So this is jiva bhuta. And when he understands that aham brahma asmi, that is Brahma. Simple thing. Ekattam,
anupasthati.
That ekattam, when he actually becomes Brahma bhuta, we understand that all these living entities, we are part and parcel of God.
Yes,
pandita, pandita, savadasu.
That is ekatva. That we are servants. But these askers are thinking I am master.
Sama-sarvesha-bhutasya
means that every one of us, we are servant of God. That is ekatva. Ekattam anupasati. Anu means always, anu means following the authority. Hare Krishna. So meaning ki it is not that something matters and becomes Brahma. No.
He realizes that he is Brahma. Yes,
yeah, that's right.
He was not realizing it then, he was realizing it with body.
So long he thinks himself as a body, the jiva.
You said very well yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Jiva bhuta. Mami bhangsa jiva bhuta. We are thinking Indian, American, Brahmin, Shudra, man, dog, cat, tree. This is jiva bhuta. And he understands that I am not these things. I am Brahma. That is Brahma. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from this Brahma-bhuta state. His teaching is completely on the spiritual plan. Therefore, people misunderstand that, because we are speaking from the spiritual platform, everything. They cannot understand. It requires practice. Abhyasa yoga yukte. Chetasa ananyaga. What is that?
Chetasa ananyagamina. You must have continuous fixing of your mind.
No, I know that, but second line. Abhyasa yoga yukte na chetasa ananyaga. One can understand the param purusha.
Not coming up. Abhyasa yogi tena chetasa ananyagamina.
Upaiti purusham param. Like that. So this bhakti yoga means abhyas yoga. Practice.
Sattdhamma bhuto prasannatma na sochati na kankhi. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. Then he gets real bhakti.
Yeah.
I mean, he becomes real bhakti when he realizes that he is soul and not body.
Yeah.
Till then he is not a bhakti.
That is the beginning. Therefore Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita he says, Dehina svinjathade. Because everyone is rascal, he is thinking, I am this body. Arjuna was just thinking, how shall I kill? My other side, my brother, my nephew, body. Therefore, the beginning of spiritual education is to understand that I am not this body, I am soul. That is the beginning. For so many years, people are reading Bhagavad Gita, but still they are in bodily concept. That is the misfortune.
Mahamaya Duratya.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. No. Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Concept of lying means animals. So you see the whole world is going on, nationalism.
Gamayan sarvabhutani yantra
rudani.
Gamayan sarvabhutani yantra
rudani. What is the nationalism? There is no such thing as rationality in the Vedic literature. No, sir.
Nationalism?
Yes. Nowadays, nationalism is very prominent. You don't find this nationalism.
Now they are going to get rationalism.
Huh?
Rationalism.
Rationalism is equal. Not nationalism. No, this nationalism is the Americans and the Russians. They are enemies and friends only on this principle. Prahlad Maharaj is astonished. What is this enemy and friend? Because this is Mahabhagavat. This is materialism. This is materialism. Jaya. Why one should be treated as enemy and as friend? Everyone is servant of God.
And steady intelligence is acquired by hearing. We can keep our intelligence steady by hearing.
Yes.
But as soon as we stop hearing, then the intelligence...
Mind is disturbed.
And the mind will take over.
Yes. If the mind is not controlled by intelligence, then it will disturb. Then senses will be disturbed, agitated. Then you are bound up by karma. Unless sense gratification means karma bandhana, bound up by the laws of karma. And bound up by the laws of karma means repetition of birth and death in different species.